But in the future, there's no need to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just regulate it. Just turn it on. Roll it. It's on. I'm talking. Turn it on. Who has the sheets? Hello? There's two pages. Jijago, Jijago, Gora Chandra Bole, Kota Nidra Jalmaya, Pisa Chira Kole. That is a funny typhon. That's weird. That's very weird. Crazy typhon. Anyway, it does a job. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Old-fashioned computers. Okay, everybody has the sheets. The two sheets. Can you give me a close-up of my sheets on camera? Wait, not yet. Yeah. Let me put these in here. I can't get them in there properly. Just like that, just sit them in there. So don't turn around, just get them in there. Jai Radhi, Jai Radhi, Radhi, Jai Radhi, Jai Shri Radhi. Jai Radhi, Jai Radhi, Radhi, Jai Radhi, Jai Shri Radhi. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radharani ki jai. Rani ki jai, 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 Rani ki jai. Okay, here we go. Ready? First thing is this: note taking keys. You shall do it. You're closer. Note-taking keys. So listen, look at me. Don't look at the camera or the paper. It's not that exciting. There we go. This is to make your note-taking easier. When you're taking notes, you can bring five notebooks to class. A little hard to deal. You bring one notebook and you have a whole page, two-page notes. And you say, well, Maharaj mentioned three important Sanskrit words I should memorize. Where are they? I don't know. I got to read three pages of my notes to find them. You ought to do that. You use these codes, and when you're writing notes, you're writing from left to right and down, because you're not Chinese, right? Okay. Go left to right. As you're writing, oh, Maharaj is saying, this is an important philosophical point. Then you write capital P and make a circle around the left-hand side of the page. And later, yesterday's lecture and Saturday's lecture, I want to review all the philosophical points. You go up, you follow? Then later, another time, you're really studious, you have a separate notebook of philosophy. A separate. There's one working notebook that you take your class, another for your library. They have a separate notebook of Sanskrit rules. I teach you so many Sanskrit rules which you need to translate. And word for word, special Sanskrit words and variations of that definition. Different pandas, different Sanskrit give. The word of the verse says madhu. So you have to translate this yourself. Now, madhu means spring, madhu means honey, madhu means Krishna. So how are you going to know which is the translation, what verse? What's the answer?
Context.
Context means the flow of the whole verse. The verse has four lines, and there's a word about spring, there's a word about Krishna, there's a word about birds and singing and gopis. Oh, I think this verse has Krishna and the gopis in the forest and the birds are singing. You'll be able to translate that way in 2 months. Then you'll build that vocabulary. You'll see. You follow, you'll understand the abbreviation points. You go WW is circle. So when you look at your page, you go down, it's all philosophy, you just go P, and then put an arrow in the P, all thing. Then WW, and circle, so right next to it, some Sanskrit word. Follow? Now I think Bhajan Shiksha. Important points about meditation, Asakaya, the smart, Smaran meditation, BS, Bhajan Shiksha. BS was circle around it. So we draw easy to pinpoint in your page of notes. And the last is IP, Inspector Police. IP means interesting point. There may be others, you can make your own keys, other things, and you use those everywhere, every noble, every class, for the rest of your time in bhakti. I've been using this for my whole life. It's very helpful. So I'm sharing 50 years of study and experience. People ask, sometimes ask, why are you so smart? How do you get such a good class? I use intelligence and organization, although I look pretty spaced out. They know how spaced out when you clean my house. You clean my house, everything's everywhere. Hanging from the ceiling, hanging from the post of the bed, wet laundry's hanging on the four corners of my mosquito net because it's too damp outside. I'm drying my laundry now. It's a wild scene. Everything outside my brain is wild. Everything in my brain is tame, cool. You agree? These guys all help clean my house. My house, probably, once a month, twice a month. She sees a screwdriver in the kitchen. She said, "What's the screwdriver doing in the kitchen?" Down the bottom behind the door, he has all the tools. I'll put that down there. Why have a screwdriver? Because when I make yogurt, I put yogurt in my chapati warmer. I have a steel pot for warming chapati, stainless steel. When I put the top on with hot yogurt, it gets vacuum sealed. I can't open it. So I put the screwdriver in the corner and pry it open. So it's next to my yogurt pot. And she said, well, and she's a cook lady. She said, what's this screwdriver? It's crazy. Then by the stove, there's a pair of pliers. She said, what's a pair of pliers got to do with a stove? Spices and gloves, rags, all the hot pot. This, that. I'll put that down with the tools. So it's very organized, all the tools together. So that's good. But why are the pliers there? She doesn't ask the question. She's not following number five. Yeah. Look at number five. She's not following that. Why? Why is this madman? Because the guy had a stroke in his hands, so having powers like arthritis. I can't squeeze a lemon. There's nothing to be proud of. Before I just put my finger, my pinky, my thumb, I could squeeze a lemon. Now I can't squeeze it. I get some juice out, but so I take a pliers. I'm a practical guy, man. I gotta get my job done. I need my lemon juice, so it's pliers. It's maybe not the most pleasant thing, clean. But, I get my lemon juice healthy. You got it? So let's go. Now we're gonna teach the Bhagavatam. We'll hopefully get started today. We'll launch today. But we have some guidelines to teach. So teaching the Bhagavatam, this, first of all, I already said pranam prayers. But I'm going to say additional what I call prayers of gratitude. Before I start every Bhagavatam class, I'm going to do artiks of Bhagavatam, so light my incense cone there. Where's that container? I don't see a container. There's a container of little cones of incense. It should be on the tray. Light that. Take one cone out, light with a match. Light. Do it, man.
It was already there.
Oh, I didn't see. I'm sorry. I have a couple of 500 bases. Just let you give it to me. Give me a bell. Let's go. Help me out, man. So we're going to put this on. This is Srimad Bhagavatam class. Srimad Bhagavatam Saturday, first class. We're discussing the Bhagavad Stuti, which we'll chant every Saturday together. That's where I had to bring your textbook, because you'll read the verses from the textbook. And when we're doing chapter 39, when we get to Pancha Gita, then bring a copy of Pancha Gita to the class from Nandadas Babaji, Hindi or whatever. So we'll chant. We already chant on the Bhagavad, so let's chant the second one. I'll chant it one time first, and everybody second. Narayanam Namaskritya. Now listen first and chant. Narayanam Namaskritya, Naran Cheva Narottamam, Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam, Tato Jayam Udirayat. Okay, everybody together.
Narayanam Namaskritya, Naran Cheva Narottamam, Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam, Tato Jayam Udirayat.
Nasya Prishu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatamasoke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki
Nasya Prishu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatamasoke Bhaktir
Bhavati Naishtiki. Is this thing fell off? This. I can't see a green tower. I had to turn a phone light on. It's, oh, here it is. I got it. You gotta put it back on. It's got a hole in it there somewhere. It's nice that I told you. You did a good job. Oh, you got a nice clip. That reminds me, there's a story in Hyderabad. Prabhupada was giving a lecture in Hyderabad, and the microphone was India style. The microphone kept slipping down. The screw wasn't working. And so Prabhupada told Hari Sari to give him his Brahmin thread. It was a hot day, it was a hot summer day in Hyderabad. He had no shirt on his son. Prabhupada was pretty liberal, he let him do that. So he said, give me Brahmin thread. So 10,000 people in Pondal. He took out his Brahmin thread and probably took the Brahmin thread tied around the microphone. Everybody looked at it. And probably said, there's two paths in Vedic Dharma. One's called Vedic Mark, one's called Bhagavad Mark. In Vedic Mark, we have Brahmin Kashi and Gaon, Brahmin thread, so it's all rules and regulations. But with Bhagavad Mark, it's Raghunuga Mark, it's all spontaneous. So you serve according to the necessity of the moment. So I engaged the Vedic Mark and the Bhagavad Mark. So I took the Brahmin thread to hold up the microphone to preach the Bhagavad Tam, to preach Bhagavad Gita. And everybody clapped their hands. Prabhupada was so clever. Otherwise, it looked like a big apparat. Because the Brahmin thread is Vishnu. It's not the Shesh, it's Balaram. It's not something, it's a piece of string. It's a sacred string. It was so funny. Prabhupada was really cool. Practical. So what prayer are we on? What's what we did? We did that one? Okay. Listen to this verse from Bhagavatam. Nice translation. Krishna Swada Dhamma Pagate Dharma Ganadi Visaha Kalo Nashta Drishamesha Puranarko Denotita.
Krishna Swada Dhamma Pagate Dharma Ganadi Visaha
Now the bottom prayer, 12th canto of Bhagavatam, is called Bhagavat Mahadyam, the glories of Bhagavatam, from Srimad Bhagavatam. Chapter 13. Sarvedanta Sarami, Sri Bhagavatam Ishite, Tadra Samrita Chutasya, Nanyacha Sadrati Kochit.
Sarvedanta Sarami, Sri Bhagavatam Ishite.
Now we have two verses from our Ishadeva to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhyakanda and Antikanda. Krishna Toya Bhagavata Vivu Sarva Shri Prati Shoga Prati Akshari Nana Artakai.
Krishna Toya Bhagavata Vivu Sarva Shri
Prima Maya Bhagavata Krishna Sri Anga Tate Kaina Yata Govya Krishna Anga
Prima Maya Bhagavata Krishna Sri Anga Tate
Kaina Yata Govya
Krishna Anga.
These verses are very nice tava by Mahaprabhu. He said the Bhagavatam is equal as great as Krishna. Vibhu means great and Tuya means equal. Krishna and Bhagavat. Krishna equals Bhagavat. And what is Krishna, what is the Bhagavatam? Viva means great, and there's supreme shelter for everyone. And prati means everyone. Prati padam pade pade. Harinam Sangharatam, step after step, it's eternally blissful. It's in the first Chaitanya Dharmamrtam. Prati means step after step. Every shloka, akshari means syllable, like sa-ri. Every verse, every shloka, every syllable, There are non-anonymous groups of many variety of arts, meaning, value, meaning. So it's translation a little exaggerated. It says as infinite as Krishna. Anyway, that's the way to do it. And this one's nice. The Bhagavatam is full of Krishna's brain. Prema Maya, the word Maya means made of, concentrated, full of. Maha Maya means you're full of Maha. But you get all the Baba Prasad, right, Saki? Your big belly comes out, you know. You go, Maha Maya. Well, when you're skinny like Vrindarika or Yoga Maya. After a feast, yoga mind becomes Maha mind. Especially the sweet department. Want more? Yeah, okay, a little more. A little more, a little more. So yoga mind becomes Maha mind. So that's nice. And it's, what is, Anga means what? Part, body, limb. Arm, leg, body, body. Is Anga, part, means body. That Bhagavatam is full of love, and it's the body of whom?
Krishna.
So we say Bhagavatam is the body of Krishna. And Skanda Puran tells what parts of the body. Skanda Puran says first and second canto are the feet and legs, and third canto is the stomach, and like this. Tenth canto is the head of Krishna. The five chapters are the smile of Krishna. 11th canto is the mukha of Krishna. 12th canto is peacock feather. So they got the whole body there. I refer to 10th canto, it got everything. You got the smiling face, got the face, smiling face. Krishna doesn't know he's wearing mukha. 11th canto is mukha. 12th canto is peacock feather. Peacock feather is always there. I like to see Krishna with a top knot and a peacock feather and Gunjamala. I like Mukut. I like Pugri Krishna or Kesh, top knot Krishna, Chudamani. I like Mukut, Bihari Mukut and all that stuff. Okay, but I like the forest look, you know, flowers in his hair and feathers and, you know. Gunjamala wrapped around his top knot. Really cool, black, shiny black hair with red berries there. Oh, cool. And peacock feather. Too cool. So that's the Bhagavatam. So our study, how are we going to... Yeah, it's called... This sheet is called Srimad Bhagavatam Verse Analysis Steps. Each verse of Bhagavatam, we're going to analyze it by all these eight categories, one by one. We're going to explain Kavya. What is Kavya? You can read it and see what it is. What we're going to talk about, Kavya as a term means poetry. So we're going to describe the poetic meter of the verse. What is the chandas? Which chandas, C-H-A-N-D-A-S, by the way. Chandas was spelled with S originally, because I didn't pronounce it clearly. It might seem. But chandas, C-H-A, this means poetic meter. It is Shardula Vikrita, different meters there. I have a sheet with that, which I forgot to bring. So what we want to accomplish under the category of Kavya is to appreciate the sound and poetic flow of the Sanskrit verses. Chintamani Prakasadmasakalpa Riksha is very good sounding. Some verses are very nice sounding. So the second point of this understanding and studying verse is called Vyakaran. So this is grammar. So we'll teach some minor points of grammar as we come along. Like for example, you're going to have to train the objective. You have to keep in mind what is my objective. What am I trying to do? I'm trying to learn the Bhagavatam. What is the teaching? What is the ras? What is the feeling? What is the meaning? Well, I'm trying to learn Sanskrit. So it says, Gopya Uchu, G-O-P-Y-A. So how will you translate that? Why can't you say Gopa said?
Depends on the context.
What?
The context.
Doesn't depend on the context. It depends on the Sanskrit rule, which is called What's it called? SR.
Sanskrit.
You forgot already? Sanskrit rule. Sanskrit rule. Listen, listen. You have good ears, write it down. Now this is your first SR note. The one page all kind of jumbled up and crap, all the crazy stuff written down. So you got radio. So, well, all those other guys have notes. So the first SR is I becomes Y. So Gopi is female, feminine, tense, is tense, becomes Gopa in some circumstances. Gopya Uchu. It's a coward voice, means Gopa Uchu. A is masculine, I and Y is feminine. So I becomes Y sometimes, it's a sensitive rule, so you keep aware of it. As these come up, these are very common things. So the common things, they'll teach you SR, sensitive rules. You understand it clear what I'm saying?
Yes.
You understand? You look doubtful. You understand? A boy is a called masculine tense. Tense, it's called tense in English. So masculine ends in A. Like we say Ram. Or we say Rama, long A is Sita. Ram is, it's called dumb, in Sanskrit it's called dumb A. You can write in Sanskrit, R-A, Rama, a short A, but the A is called dumb A. There's a term in Sanskrit for dumb, a murky A or whatever, I don't know. It's called dumb, means silent. Dumb guy doesn't speak. So it's called silent A. Arjun. It's spelled Arjuna. So Western people say Arjuna. It's not correct. It should be Arjun. You follow the A. You write Arjuna in Sanskrit with Devanagari. But you don't pronounce it. These are laws of Sanskrit. India is no good. Hindi follows the same laws. The West, Arjuna. Rama. Rama is feminine. Sita is Ram. Sorry, Ram. No, sorry, Rama, 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 Rama. Rama is the laundromat. That's where you wash your clothes, Rama laundromat. So Vyakaran will understand simple principles of Sanskrit grammar, meaning variations from different translators. Different translators will translate the word madhu, means spring. One guy will say honey, one guy will say Krishna. And they all can be, the verse can be translated all those ways. So it's going to be fun. You're going to have to think. You have to come here alive. You see me, you'll be like, what's he talking about? You'll freak out. That's why you have to be well rested, but sometimes it's challenged because you have work at night and different reasons, I know. But just be here. Just be here, you'll get some benefit. You'll have a sleep. I probably won't throw you out of your sleep. It depends on my mood. I just want to scare you. I'm a little flexible. I understand different reasons, different times of month, people are more tired. I understand something. I just like to scare you. You know, fear principle. There you are. So this point number two of Vyakaran, by going through the meaning of different translators and Puranas, will increase your Sanskrit vocabulary bank. Like, for example, we'll look at a Sanskrit verse. We're going to start all this next Saturday. I'm giving the foundational class. So we'll look at the verse. We see the word Anga. We see Gita. We see Krishna. We see Gopis. And we say, tell me about Krishna and Gopis are singing. So we're going to take, there's 12 words in this four-line verse. There's 12 verses. Or 16 words. I know 4 words. I already know 4 words. So this vocabulary bank, my bank, I have 4 words. I'm going to try to translate it. And every class, every time you read the verse in Sanskrit, you should always read it in Sanskrit and English, word for word, and that's very absorbing. And it keeps your brain very young and healthy. I study a lot of science myself. I read articles, scientists have proved the Sanskrit language, unlike French, Italian, German, Russian, English, etc. It keeps the brain very young because you have to think on so many different levels. Sanskrit demands you have to make, oh, this is Sunday, this is this ending, that ending, female, male. Many different laws and rules of Sanskrit, which are different than other languages, and the nature of languages is such that it creates simulation to the brain and intelligence. You follow what I'm saying? You're listening? So it will expand your bank of vocabulary. And the other thing is called, the third category, is called sahitya. The word sahitya means literature, is the definition. It means literary view, the storyline, the links between verses. How does this present verse link up with the previous verse and link up with the next verse, future verse? This is important to understand the Shastra. Who is speaking which verse? Like sometimes I give in class, hey, who is speaking this? I don't know. Who is reading? Go read, read, read. Because you read it, chapter starts chapter 4. It says, Maitreya asked Vidura. Now you're on verse 45. And sometimes you stop and say, who's speaking? I forgot. So you have to go on your verse 45 of the chapter. You have to go back to verse 41. Maitreya asked Vidura. So now the questions and the answers go over 45 verses. You follow?
Yes.
So now it's mantra. That's the sitya. The other category we'll discuss is mantra art. Art means meaning. Art means benefit. Art means attainment. Art means value. Means many things. Dharma, art, kamoksha. So what is the meaning of the verse? The verse in Sanskrit was the Italian, Russian, English translation. So the English meaning of the verses and variations of different translators. We have in front of us, we have BBT translators, we have Bhanaswami, we have Gita Press, and we have Prabhupada's original translation in the Krishna book. Because Bhagavatam 10th Kanda, how much did Prabhupada translate himself?
20 chapters.
I think Prabhupada, he didn't complete, in 1977, he finished 13 chapters, verse by verse, Sanskrit. Now, there's a book called Krishna Book. Krishna Book was published in 1969. In 1969, Prabhupada translated all the 90 chapters in the Krishna Book. If you read clearly, you can find out the verses. So I read the chapter 39, which we're starting next week, Viraha Gita, and I picked out the verses. So let's see. Bhanaswami's translation, BB's translation, Gita Press, and four different translators, and a very unique and interesting look at. This is how he taught Rasvila class in 2012 until 2018, when I finished the five chapters. Very interesting. Different angles of vision. So it'll increase our vocabulary bank, increase our angle understanding of the individual verses. That's only part four, already you're fried out. Yeah, I give it 3 o'clock and study Bhagavatam until 8 o'clock and chant Java in between. So you can understand why I'm so, it's really a deep thing. So please forgive me for making you dive so deep in the ocean of wisdom. But I like it, I enjoy it. If you're that kind of person, then you can. You guys are especially qualified for this type of thing, so I'm just giving you some basic idea. You'll go much further in your own samskara, and own intelligence. This is my attempt at 50 years not knowing a word of Sanskrit and Hindi, etc. So fifth step in analyzing Srimad Bhagavatam verses is always asking five questions. Who, what, when, where, why, how. So you're reading any given verse. Who's speaking? I don't know. Where are they speaking? Is Krishna speaking? They go, Krishna, is Gopis are speaking. Are they in Varsan? Are they in Raghun? Are you what time? What, who? Who's speaking? What time is it? Where are they speaking? Is it Vamsira? Is it Nagara? Where is it? So you always keep these questions floating in your mind when you're reading. So you always, I mean, you always stay in the lila that way. But the mind tends to drift. You're reading unconsciously, and you're going here and there. So you can bring your consciousness back to the subject of the lila and subject of the Bhagavatam by asking, reveal every once in a while, pop these questions. What am I reading? I'm reading the Bhagavatam. I answer Bhagavatam class in Krishnavaran Temple. I listen to the class. We're in Prasadam. I'll sit with the guy next week. What was the Bhagavatam class about? We're all just there. He goes, Bhagavatam, I think fourth canto. I said, no, we're on seventh canto. I said, what story are we supposed to? It was story for a lot of us. He said, being preachers. I come on, what are you doing, Bhagavatam class? This is before cell phones. So now they're excuse. I was looking at my cell phone, sending SMS messages. But that was just a class and you're asleep or whatever. So it's amazing how our attention span is so limited. So these are techniques to hold your attention. You're with me?
Yes.
The sixth one is rasa vichar. Vichar means consideration, examination. What is rasa going on here? Let's understand. And it gives you a meaning. What does rasa mean? And what I mean by rasa vichara, we'll consider the five components which make rasa. You have these five components put together, you're going to experience the taste of rasa. A hero and heroine, that's called, there's a love, that foundation of love. Rasa only comes in love. Motherly love, friendly love, master servant love, husband wife love, lover beloved love. That's called stairati. Stai means stan, means stali, means permanent fixed place. Varsana is always varsana, doesn't move around the place. So it's a lila stan, lila stali. There's stairati, it's always fixed. You're always in madhurati, no matter where or what. So then they have hero and heroine, that's called vibhav. Then udipan is a branch of vibhav, means what stimulates the hero and heroine. The hero gets to the heroine, she has perfume all her body. You smell it, wow, I'm going crazy. Just by the fragrance of perfume. And the perfume she got from France is called Man Killer Perfume. So she said, this is what I need. Kill the man. So this person, okay, I'll test it out. I'll go to the market. And the guy's falling pot on the ground here and there. So it's working. Man Killer Perfume. Ami Marin Perfume. Ivy Bar Sugandhi Tail. So I like that. Then seventh analyzation of the Sanskrit verse is Bhajan Shiksha tips. Helpful ideas to improve your Raghunu Bhakti, Sadhana, Bhajan, and Manji Bhavupasana. And the eighth one is the ultimate conclusion. You can see that these are Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana development. And these are developments from Sadhana Bhakti to Ruchi Bhakti to Bhava Bhakti to Sakti Bhakti and Prema Bhakti. The last one is on the high end of things, where you visualize what you're reading, you meditate on the verse, you feel the rasas and bhavas of the Radha Krishna Gopis, you enter the lila, you see the lila and serve the lila. That's in Prema. It's called Lila Pravesh. That's our 8 steps to analyze the Bhagavatam verses, which will start next week. Any questions? Yes, no, no, yes. We have these 5 note-taking keys. Try to get used to using them. You'll find them very helpful for later reference. And we have 8 sets of visualizing. I suggest you get something like this. A little plastic envelope, makes it a little neat and tidy. Thank you for this. You got this? Thank you. Who gave this to me? A plastic envelope. You did? Thank you. So there we have it. Is this too much?
Very beautiful.
Okay, I think that's it for today. We have some prasadam. We can close the broadcast now. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.